EIN from KADNT on Statewide 1. EIN from KADNT on Statewide 1. KADNT, clear.
KEHMCR, Statewide 1.
KEHPBB, monitoring, Statewide 1.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this wonderful summer evening?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just got done grilling some brats and had some pasta salad for dinner. Now I'm traveling to my storage shed just to shovel some things around and get some camping stuff out here for the weekend coming up. So how are you doing? Are you staying cool?
As cool as my vehicle air conditioning allows. Done with work, heading back home. I was over in Novi area, not heading up by Port Huron where I live. Where are you at?
Okay, very well. I'm a little north of you. I'm up in Bay City area, so actually a decent amount north from you. But, yeah, I know I've got my air conditioning cranking in the vehicle right now, but looks like the temperature is supposed to drop down to, like, 75 or so tomorrow.
Well, I hope it stays there because I got to go up at the top each morning, so hopefully it'll be just as decent. I don't want no 40-degree weather up there coming off the lake.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, I like spending some time up in Petoskey, and yeah, it kind of can be on the water this time of year when it's so cold, it really helps with those temperatures. I've been up to Petoskey yet this year, but it's on the list for sure. What brings you up to Petoskey?
I got to go up there to the medical center that's up there to do some work on their access system. That's what I do. That's my day job. I'm a tech specialist doing IV badging systems. They're one of my accounts every so often.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. That would be a nice work trip. My younger brother, he does IT for my Michigan, and so does my brother-in-law. They both do cybersecurity or IT for my Michigan. I don't completely know what they do, but they get to travel around to some of those my Michigan hospitals, like Tawas, West Branch, Bay City, Alpena, a couple more.
Yeah, usually I run the Detroit district, but due to my certifications that I have, I'm the only one certified to go take care of the system. Calling for tech support, and I have a license for it. One of the very few in the state, I guess, if not the only one left.
Well, that sounds like some good job security then.
Yeah, like, you know, I've just, because of what I do, you know, for my job, I do it a lot more often than maybe one of the other guys that see it once in a blue moon, so. Because of my experience, they send me up there to take care of it. My co-worker's going with me. He doesn't have a cert for it, but he is able to troubleshoot with me and not be in two different areas at the same time.
Okay, very well. Very well. What's that? What kind of cert is it that you have?
It's called ProWatch. It's a high-end access system. They use it in a lot of big companies, airports, industrial, medical. Kind of thing, so it intertwines with other sites. So this hospital up there is connected to the main server somewhere else. You know, so it's, you know, big, you know, big hospital.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I can't remember if there's a MI5 repeater up there in Petoskey or not.
I believe there is because I went up there earlier this year, right after that ice storm. I had to fix a couple cameras when I was there, and I remember talking all the way through. There was some patch areas, but I think when I got to Petoskey, there was I think there's a receiver up there somewhere.
Any PCT break?
Obviously, but I've got to get a mobile in the wife's vehicle, too. I just don't want to spend the money on them. So handhelds usually accompany us for that. But what kind of cameras do you typically service? I put in they're just some small consumer-grade ones, Reolink, power over Ethernet cable, and an NVR at my house. But I'm looking to upgrade to a Ubiquiti security camera system here within the next couple of years. They've got some real nice cameras coming out, it looks like.
Oh, I do all the major brands, you know. I do Wyze, Nexus, Avigilon, American Dynamics, Exact Vision, Alustra. You know, they're all POEs.
Yeah, POE is definitely the only way to go. Are you aware of any good thermal cameras that can be used for security cameras? I've got an area where I'd like to watch over some cattle, and I'd like to do it with a thermal pan-tilt zoom, but I'm having a hard time finding one that's not like a FLIR camera for like 10-plus grand.
FLIRs, you can, that's another one. The FLIRs, some of them aren't that expensive. You can check on Amazon, I think you can get a FLIR. It shouldn't be that much. I don't think they're $10,000, no way, no how. You know, maybe $400 or $500, but no $10,000. I know they're not cheap, like I said, they're custom cameras. AKKU.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll have to look again. And like I said, I was looking at one that was thermal and pan-tilt zoom, so maybe that's what was getting me. I saw some of the stationary ones, they were a little cheaper. But, yeah, I'd like to see that stuff come down in price a little bit. It seems like it has throughout the years. The resolution gets better, the price comes down a little bit. It's good to see the stuff advance in the market. KE8PBV.
KE8PBV. Yeah, you just got to look around and research, but you can get a pretty decent price. And I said the more you pay, the better the quality. There's some 2-megapixel, 4-megapixel, A9 cameras, infrared. You can get a license plate reader for like $200-$300 for BNC.
Yeah, well, license plate reader cameras are becoming more and more popular and cheaper too. It's interesting to see. I don't have a use for one of those, but I was looking at them because Ubiquiti has one that fits into their little system. So it's all very interesting. It's interesting to see them put AI in these cameras. My cameras can just detect, you know, vehicle, person, pet, motion, but I know that some of these cameras right from the factory are programmed to recognize what type of vehicle, and you can, you know, have it say your wife's vehicle is here. Some facial recognition type stuff is becoming easier to get without so much intensive programming. It's interesting to see it all move along.
Yeah, a lot of the higher end NVRs do facial recognition or vehicle recognition. You set that up in programming and the camera looks for those characteristics, and you can do full confirmation, partial confirmation. But, yeah, they're getting more and more advanced. Ubiquities, I think they're not too bad.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about the stuff because it's not my job. It's just something I'm outfitting my house and a cabin with, maybe a business with. But it's fun to look into a little bit, kind of like ham radio, just kind of fun to mess around with it. Well, with that being said, I'm getting pretty close to my storage head here, and I'm going to have to hop out and start organizing some stuff. So, good talking with you, and I hope you have a good trip to Petoskey here soon. This is KE8PBD. I'll be clearing your final, 73.
Go ahead, Junior, clean up there. And, yeah, the ride is always fun. The first time I'm going to be up there, actually, in the summertime. But the other day, I'll be on the radio tomorrow, either on analog or DMR. 73, KE8, 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 KE8,